I had a revelation, Pastor Kev, while you were speaking. Which side are you on? Right behind me. I had a revelation. We all hear that all the time, and especially right now. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. And my mind goes to if. That's where it's gone in the past. And then humble. Those are the two. This morning, the revelation was, if my people, my people, it is essential as we walk in this day of darkness, as it comes on the earth, to know who we are in Him.
Absolutely.
We are His people. I am His daughter.
Excellent.
I am a child of God. I belong not to this land. I belong to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I belong to the kingdom of heaven. I am baptized into the kingdom of God, into
yes,
the
amen.
Kingdom. If my people will never do the other stuff, will never do the if humble, if we don't know who we are.
Very good.
Because it doesn't make any difference.
Very good.
If we don't know who we are. We need to know in our hearts this day, establish it in your heart this day, you are His people.
Excellent.
He is my God. He is my Father.
Excellent.
He is my Savior. He is my righteousness. He is my all in all.
Excellent.
And that's what we need to center on. The psalm for today in our reading is Psalm 32. David, I just love this man. The more I read through the psalms, the more I like him. And you know, it's funny because it seems like more of the psalms I'm getting is my favorite psalm. Now when somebody asked me, I had to go through a whole list instead of just one or two that I've had forever. Psalm 91. Somebody asked me which psalm. Psalm 91 is my psalm. It was written for me. But now there's a whole bunch of them. At the end of this psalm, in King James, it says, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." Oh, gosh. Do you always qualify? I mean, all ye that are upright in heart, do you ever feel not upright in heart? I mean, just because a little thought came through your mind or whatever. But I love the way the man started the psalm. He says, "Oh, what joy for those whose rebellion is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight." Yes, for what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of sin. Whose lives are lived in complete honesty. Amen. God is our righteousness.
Yes.
Jesus Christ died on the cross so we might see ourselves. Remember, I am His people. So I look at what He says about me, not what I say about me, not what anybody else says about me.
Amen.
He has cleared my history. He's done it. He's wiped away the sin. It's done. It's an act that's been done already. Thank you, Jesus. And then the psalmist David goes on to say, "When I refused to confess my sin, I ended up in the pit. It didn't work." Then he goes on, "Finally, I confessed all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide them." He's done it. We need to appropriate it. We need to ask Him to forgive us. And then we can run to the last verse of this psalm and say it like we believe it, like it's His people saying it. So let's stand together and let Pastor Kev lead us in saying this from first the King James and then from the Message Bible. Pastor Kev?
"Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." Out of the Message. Celebrate God. Sing together, everyone. All you honest hearts, raise the roof.
Okay, all you honest hearts out there, we're going to raise the roof today because we believe what God says about us, because He is great and mighty. Is He?
Yes, He
is.
Is
He to you? Amen.
Yep.
That's my daddy. That's my Abba. That's my
Amen.
Father. And He is great and He is mighty. And He loves Carol so much.
Yes, He does.
He loves you. And I can say that about every person in this room.
Yeah.
God loves you. Great and mighty.
Amen.
Amen.